obvious, I'd have thought. Aye! But I'd be happy to demonstrate some more if you'd like.
No, no!
There's really no need to be so scared, you know. I've no intention of hitting you. Isn't that right, Parkinson?
If you say so, sir.
How are you gonna tell? Hey!
That shot hit the wall exactly 2 feet and 6 inches to your left.
How'd you know that?
And now I'm pointing the gun directly at your heart. If you duck, I'll know it. If you move, I'll know it.
I'm not gonna move.
Good idea.
Now, I want you to walk towards the sound of my voice. Very slowly. Oh, before you start...
What?
It's a tedious detail, but I suppose I should tell you that I know every particular of your sordid little scheme. The Duchess's diamonds have been recovered. Your plot to frame the butler...
No imagination, some people, sir.
Collapsed. And your pathetic assistant is currently enjoying the tea and buns at Scotland Yard.
And you did all that?
Oh, yes, my friend. I did all that. With a little help. Now, over here, if you please. Now, stop. Excellent. Parkinson, the candle.
My God, it's you. I've heard about you.
I'm flattered.
And I didn't believe a word of it.
Well, experience is a wonderful teacher. Next time, if you don't want to advertise your position, try stopping your heart beating. It was perfectly audible.
Bloody hell!
There's nothing strange about it. Lose one sense and the others, touch, taste, smell, hearing, improve. With a little dedicated training. My card. Parkinson assures me that the typeface is highly tasteful. You can while away the time in prison by admiring it. Max Carrados. At your service.
The Eyes of Max Carrados by Ernest Brahmer. Dramatised by Bert Cools. With Simon Callow as Max Carrados and Lionel Jeffries as Parkinson.
Why did you come to me, Miss Whitmarsh?
I'd heard of your wonderful powers. Shall I tell you how? Does it matter?
Not in the least.
I felt sure that you were the right man. But...
What?
I really don't know where to start.
And now to the final provision.
About time.
Patience, brother. Not that you've anything to wait for.
You bastard!
Gentlemen, please. Thank you. The final provision. And now to the passing on of the ancient Whitmarsh heritage... The lands that have been farmed by our family since the 15th century.
Yes, yes.
To my firstborn son, William Jr. Please, sir. I bequeath exactly half of the family lands and holdings.
Ha! Half? Half?
And to my second son, Frank, the same. The two new estates to be maintained and run completely independently.
He promised it to me, all of it. This is your doing.
Me? Since when could I change the old man's mind about anything?
The division to be made according to the attached map.
Give me that.
Don't be such a bad loser, Will. The old man always said he'd treat us equally. What's so funny?
Everything. Pa's idea of equality wasn't exactly the same as yours.
Show me. No! Can he do this? Well...
Is there some difficulty?
None in the world. I get all the good farmland. Brother Frank gets the marsh and the scrubs. No difficulty there.
Damn the man. And damn you too. Well, let's see if you're still smiling this time next year.
What do you mean?
Let's see how your precious farmlands cope when they're next door to my mines and my machinery.
You're going to mine the land?
Those coal seams are worth 10 times your wheat fields, brother.
You can't do it.
You can't stop me.
Yes, he can.
What?
Yes, he can.
I thought you'd finished.
Shut up. How can I stop him?
Yes, how?
This is your late father's final stipulation. Neither of you may do anything to exploit his share of the lands, either for minerals or development, without the full and complete consent of the other. He can stop you with a single word.
No.
That was in 1882. Or was it three? Three, I'm sure.
No.
Father.
I can still see his face.
After nearly 40 years?
It could be 100